Most important thing in human relations is to keep the pranas flowing nicely back and forth between individuals and groups, so that they don't become tangled. That is a soul quality. When I use the word soul, I mean the soul body that has eyes and ears and functions not too unlike the physical body or the astral body. In order to live in this material world, the soul has to have two other bodies, two other vehicles. One is the astral, and the other is the physical. The soul has a mind. It's an instantaneous mind. It's called intuitive or super consciousness. It's beyond reason, but does not conflict with reason one little bit. So the energies of the soul come from Shiva, come from God, emanating out of God through the soul, through the astral body, through the physical body, to other physical bodies, and penetrating into the astral body of the individual and trying to touch the soul of the individual. This will bring peace on earth by stopping the wars within the home, by stopping the wars within the community, within the nation, within the world. So our true identity is to realize that we are a soul of the super consciousness, and the self is within that, a little bit deeper, but always there. To realize the self, to find the self, these are English misnomers, because you haven't lost the self. And you only realize something after it happens. You don't realize anything before it happens. You realize after the happening has occurred. And there are many realizations on the path. Warning realizations to not repeat the same experience. Realizations that, yes, the same experience should be repeated. And deeper realizations of the self, the Atma, the soul, super consciousness. What creates the totality of the individual? Everyone is a total unit this very moment. Timeless, causeless, spaceless, Parashivam is within each and every one of you this very moment, as well as Satchitananda is there. As well as superconsciousness is there, as well as the soul body is there, the emotional body, the pranic body, as well as the physical body, a complete unit. Now, it's not always possible to hold this state of consciousness. That's why in our great Sanatana Dharma, we encourage everyone to get up early in the morning and realize who they are, where they came from, where they're going, just a few minutes after worshipping Ganesha, Lord Murugan, Lord Shiva, and grab onto their inner self, and then you can move the forces of the exterior world. What does that mean, moving the forces of the exterior world? Means you can accomplish things. Your timing will be right. People will like you because you like them. You'll overlook their faults rather than trying to change them and tangle with them. They'll overlook yours if you overlook theirs. A big secret between you. But working together and the overall accomplishment of what that will bring to the community and reflect back into the home is worth being tolerant, worth being compassionate, worth having a good smile on your face and showing that you love everyone, no matter who they are, what they do, what they will do, what they have done, Then you're a big person on the inside. We need more big people in the world today. We have a lot of small people. They think small, behave in small ways, take exception to many small things that could be overlooked, try to correct others, tangle with others, rather than changing themselves and being example for those that they want to change. The world is full of people like that. But the new age and the old age are overlapping. That'll continue for quite some time. Maybe next few hundred years. So we have to realize that you have a choice of being in the old age of conflict or the new age of harmony. It is your choice.